Hare Krishna, ladies and gentlemen, before we begin the actual Bhagavata Katha, His Holiness Sri Lokanath Swami Maharaj is going to offer aarti to Srimad Bhagavatam. So we ask you to please remain standing and observe this beautiful aarti ceremony, after which we will introduce the evening. And if you can, also join in with the kirtan and bhajan that's going to be going on.
Mahapurana
And also maybe if you're coming for the first evening, a very warm and hearty welcome to every one of you. Thank you for joining us this evening. I pray that you have had a good dinner. If you haven't, we can make some arrangements to get you your dinner. So please let us know. Tonight, of course, it's Friday evening, so I'm sure nobody's in a hurry to go home. And after last night's performance, I promise you, you wouldn't want to go home this evening. And if you really don't want to, we can always let Maharaj know, and we'll continue to Mangal Aarti tomorrow morning. So, and then tomorrow night, we can just continue like that until Radha Ashtami. You like that? Let's hear it for a round of applause for Maharaj. His Holiness Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj, I've introduced him over the last two nights, but especially for our guests that are coming for the first evening, we would just try and repeat a little of it. But also, it is rather so sweet that it's never boring to hear of the life of a pure devotee of the Lord, especially a dear son of Srila Prabhupada. First and foremost, I would like to introduce you to the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! His Holiness Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj grew up in a little village which dates back more than 700,000 years. It's a place called Aravadei in Maharashtra, India. And growing up there, he had some interest in spiritual life, almost joining a local ashram. However, graduating from high school, his parents sent him to Bombay to study chemistry at university. Together with a group of friends, they rented an apartment in Bombay, and of course studies began. But during the beginning of the first year, there was a Pandal program a huge tent program which carried some 10,000 people every night for more than a week. And in attendance, as the posters described, it was guests from all over the world, special personalities. And it described Canada, America, Australia, Africa, so many countries. And these were the new Hare Krishnas that Srila Prabhupada called his dancing white elephants. There was one young man, a student, who became very interested and thought, I'd rather go and see this amazing arrangement. He attended the evening program and was in much awe with what he saw, and also with the philosophy that was presented. Because amongst that presentation was one great personality who was to become his eternal spiritual master. This young man took back with him some books to his apartment and read very eagerly. And over the next few days began the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And in his own words, he describes that there was no other consideration. And he would lock himself in the apartment and in secret, he would chant and dance to this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Later on, he would describe his surrender to Srila Prabhupada as, I have sold my heart to Srila Prabhupada. A year went by and another Pandal program happened again. And he attended, becoming more and more convinced and more attracted to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and this wonderful ISKCON. He inquired about joining this wonderful movement. He approached the devotees who directed him to the then temple president Giriraj Das, who is now His Holiness Giriraj Swami. On hearing of this young man's desire, he immediately embraced that young man, who was later to become to the world His Holiness Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj. Over the years, and you would see in the archives and many, many books and many, many photographs at the side of Srila Prabhupada, just a little step behind Srila Prabhupada, following his spiritual master in so many places, serving him so dearly, you will see His Holiness Lokanath Swami as a young brahmachari. And of course, later on, under the instruction of his dear spiritual master, he began many projects, the famous of which is the Pada Yatra. With a bullock cart and maybe one or two bulls, he traveled on foot the length and breadth of India, following the same path that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled on his journey through India. And thereafter spreading this Pada Yatra to many countries around the world. In 1996, he basically led a celebration like no other. For the first time in all history, the biggest celebration on this planet took place when we celebrated, under his direction, the 100th anniversary of the appearance of Srila Prabhupada. And of course, yeah. And to this day, it is one of the most glorious years of ISKCON history. And of course, in the recent years, this famous Bhagavata Katha has become the most sought after ISKCON festival around the world. We had a little taste of it last year, and now we've signed and sealed a deal with Maharaj. It will now be an annual event forever. His Holiness Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj Ki! Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj Ki! And I want to introduce you to his wonderful entourage that has traveled with him from far as well. On the violin, Venunath Prabhu from Mauritius. On the tabla, Vedanta Prabhu from Mauritius as well. Our beautiful singer, and also on the Mridanga, His Grace Mahabhagavat Prabhu. And of course, our other star of the show, His Grace Ekalavya Prabhu. Now last night, we had everyone give a second round of applause if they wanted more of that. So let's see if we can encourage him again. This corner here, not in the bit of the least, but Mother Sachi Devi and all our local devotees here in Province. Let's give a round of applause to them. Ladies and gentlemen, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness presents His Holiness, Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj. Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored this evening to have a member of parliament, Ms. Rajbali, here to also participate and experience this wonderful Bhagavad Katha. On behalf of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and this wonderful family of devotees, please let's welcome her. Thank you, ma'am, for being with us here this evening. We pray that you will be with us through the rest of the weekend. Thank you.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe,
everybody.
Yeah.
Jaya, Jaya Maha.
Thank you.